Hey, EMH Mobile.
Good morning, radio. This is W8RRM in Gaylord. Anybody on this morning?
Kilo Juliet 5, Hotel Sierra Tango, is portable and monitoring.
I think I heard somebody monitoring. W8RRM and Gaylord here, go ahead.
Yeah, Kilo Juliet 5, Hotel Sierra Tango, just set up a new radio and antenna and thought I'd give it a shot.
Sir, you definitely got good, beautiful, full quieting into the radio. Where are you located at?
Just outside of Toppenneby, Indian River RV Resort. They're just outside of Indian River between, closer to Toppenneby.
Well, it's found in, which type of two-way is it?
This is the new Yaesu FTX-1 running in field mode at, let's see, 10 watts, and I'm using an ATAS 120 for the antenna.
Is that just a 2-meter rig or what?
No, sir, it's an all band. 2 meters all the way down to 80. It does everything.
I think I've seen a picture of that one on DX Engineering. That's a pretty spindly nice radio, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm a new ham, and I figured instead of buying a whole bunch of cheaper radios, I was just going to go all out and make my first one a good one. And so far, I like it, but I don't know enough to compare it to anything else. I've used a G90 before, but that's it.
Well, I think you'll enjoy it. This is Roger here, RODGER. And once you get your general and get away from tech, you'll really love it, getting up there on HF.
Yeah, my name here is Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L, and I did get my general, but I'm still a newbie.
No, I don't think you could have done it at a better time. All the frequencies are pretty hot to trot. It's supposed to be that way for another year or two, I heard.
Yeah, so far I'm impressed with how far I'm able to get out. I got to Slovenia about 2 days ago. And so far I'm having fun. I'm getting kind of curious about the digital stuff now.
Well, myself, I'm just going to stick to the old analog. It's plenty good enough for me.
I went to Hamfest in Dayton in May, and I saw a demonstration of some digital voice stuff. 3DV, I think it was called. And that was pretty amazing, pulling crystal clear audio out of the noise floor.
Yeah, they got some good stuff nowadays if you got the wallet to pay for it.
Yeah, I hear you there. One of the cheapest little digital projects I've found so far is called a Digipi, D-I-G-I-P-I. It's just a little, $20 Raspberry Pi with all the little digital things going on. And you can run it from your phone. It's got WinLink. It's got JS8. You name it. It's got it all.
Well, that's perfectly okay if you're into that kind of stuff.
Well, we'll find out. I retired out of technology, and I didn't want anything to do with it. So that's why I got into ham. And then I realized, boy, there's just as much technology in the ham world as there was in the computer world. It's not all analog anymore, apparently.
I think a lot of you guys with a technological background really can get into all the new gadgets they got with a ham radio. Myself, I had a hard time even passing my general. That's good enough for me. I got a little bit more. I was going to study again and get my extra, but with a little bit more frequency space you get, to me, it's just not worth it. I have a hard time remembering stuff. Well, I'll just stay happy as a general and play what I can play with.
I hear you there. I can totally relate. I met a guy here just a couple days ago that came through with his RV, and he was saying that he went extra because he made the mistake of stepping outside the band plan and got into the extra zone, and he got chastised pretty hard, and he thought, you know what, this just isn't worth it. I'm just going to go get my extra, and then they can, you know, they can go pound sand. I'm gonna, you know, I'm not going to worry about stepping outside my band plan by a couple of hertz.
Well, I got out of the band plan by mistake 15, 20 years ago. They got on there and gave me a hard time. I just told them to go pound mud, and then I just disappeared on them. The thing is, some of them think they own the frequencies, and they don't. Nobody owns it. So people make mistakes. They will, and they always will. And there's no need in any super technological ham operator jumping all over somebody for making an innocent mistake.
Yeah, apparently the term I'm hearing for that is sad ham. Not sure where that came from, but yeah, those are the supposed gatekeepers of the ham world, I guess.
Well, you'll find on 80 meters there's quite a few bad ham operators, but they seem to get away with it year after year after year. And there's a bunch of them up there in northern Wisconsin and northern Minnesota that are famous for it. You get on 75, 80 meters, and you'll run into them running off of the lip all night long, and they think they own the frequency they're on. You'll find them someday.
Well, until then, I'll just I'll keep my happy face on and go about my own business and move on if I offend anybody. It's never intentional.
Oh, I'm sure you'll do just fine, sir. I don't have a technological background, so I'm happy where I'm at. I spent 52 years behind the wheel of my Peterbilt. Never had time to do any of that, barely even graduated high school. So I'm happy and honored just to be able to play where I can play. I literally love ham radio. And every now and then, a few of us do get off frequency a little bit, but it's accidental when it happens. And like I said, I don't think it's right for somebody to jump all over top of somebody for an innocent mistake.
Well, I agree with you there. I'm going to go get myself some lunch. It's been nice talking with you. Thanks for coming back to me and confirming that my radio is working all right and I got everything set up. I fought with making cables for couple of weeks now, bad solder connections and that kind of thing, so I'm really glad to have everything working again.
Well, sir, like I said, you got beautiful, crystal clear audio. I wouldn't change a thing, and my pleasure to talk to you. We'll catch you again, W8RRM. Thank you.
KJ5HST 73, have a good day. KF8DNS.
KE8DAT.
KF8DNS. Good afternoon, Chris.
My friend.
You were chopped there. Didn't read you.
Said I'm doing just well. I was wondering how you were doing today.
Doing great, man. Just enjoying this stretch of awesome weather that we're having.
Yeah, a little extra good weather for being so good all summer long.
Yeah, it's supposed to continue for the next few days, too, so that's welcome.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely not going to complain about it. That is a fact.
So
So what have you been doing to occupy yourself besides working for the man?
Well, the last couple of days, just working for the man has been enough. We changed our entire computer system over dealership-wide, starting at 4 o'clock on Monday. Going totally paperless, and everything has changed how we do things. So it's been rather interesting the last couple of days.
So outside of the process change, how is the nuts and bolts working? Is the new system working as advertised, or are they having some glitches and challenges in getting it to work the right way?
There aren't any software issues that I know of, but as far as it working as it's built to work, I think that's going to take place down the road once everybody gets hold of it. You know, like from the service side, it's built as far as technician doesn't ever need to leave his stall. Everything's done electronically. He can send parts requests to parts. Parts bring the parts out. You know, he never has to leave his stall and quit working. Well, that's going to be quite a while before we get to that point.
So you'll still get a chance to have those water cooler conversations.
Oh, I will anyway. I mean, I got to walk around and spread out the tinfoil hats to everybody there. So I got to, you know, I got that going on my side anyway.
Oh, so you're that guy at your work. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I'm a quote-unquote that guy in just about any context you can put it in. I am that guy at work for sure.
Filling multiple roles of that guys.
Somebody's got to do it. I don't want to leave anything out. Don't want to leave anything just to chance or, you know, rumors starting and whatnot. You know, I like to get in there and set everything straight to begin with.
Plus, you always got a seat to yourself at the company Christmas party.
You know, it's funny you say that because I always think that, and that's kind of what I strive for. But it always seems like there's two or three people that are just chomping at the bit to sit with Lisa and I. And I'm like, holy cow, I got to work harder at this next year.
Yeah, say what you want about the great shamdemic, but I thought one of the positive things from it was social distancing. That worked out great for me.
Oh, I know people poo-poo it when I say it, but there were a lot of things about that whole ordeal that I really like. You know, social distancing, traffic. You could be ornery and not have to talk to people and nobody thought you were weird.
Never mind that the people that you didn't ever want to interact with, they wore flair so you could see them coming from a long way away, and that was helpful too.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like in nature, you know, things that are, animals that are poisonous and toxic are, you know, brightly colored and stand out really well, so, you know, it's kind of the same thing with humans, I think.
Yeah, isn't that the truth, brother? Something to be said for being the gray man.
Yep, for sure. Well, hey, I'm pulling into the old homestead here, so I'll let you go. I got to get the dog out and everything. Lisa's not home quite yet, but I heard you out there and wanted to give you a shout and acknowledge you and say hey.
Glad you did. And by the way, your mobile rig is working great, man. I had no idea that you were flying through the hill country there, so you're sounding great. We'll catch you another night, KF8 ENF.
All right, my friend, you take care, and if I'll talk to you beforehand, have a good weekend, and we will talk to you down the way at KAZAT.
KD8HNT, are you up?
This is Kirk Chunkin at this hour. NADMH Foles.